But one of the first things that struck me, which I thought was really wonderful, was the fact that our telephone, we had 5 rings on our telephone. And Dr. Lichtenthaler, who was one of the founders of the Helen Day Library up there in Art Center, she had 3 rings. So we knew when her rings were, but we had to wait for 5. This is the old crank telephone, you know. And but the doc would always listen to our phone calls. We'd recognize when she picked up the phone if she heard our 5 rings. The hires were on that line too. They were may have been, I don't know what rings they were. They may have been one of the early ones. But anyway, I just thought that was so wonderful. And my first New Year's Eve there, the family always called me New Year's Eve. But there were so many few places open at that point. The telephone operator knew how to find us all because it was, I think there was a choice of New Year's Eve. It was either Round Hearth or the Kettles, I think. 10 Acres wasn't functioning then, I don't think. Not with Darby Chambers. She was younger. But the operator would say to the family, which got relayed to me from the family, they said, well, I can try 2 or 3 places and see if she's there. And so the operator would track us down on the telephone. It wasn't just me that happened to.